was Elaine Silver in Standing in the Possibility, and this is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And tonight we have a very, very exciting evening. Bonnie and I are continuing with our psychic show with one of the top psychics on the East Coast, Mr. Frank St. James. Bonnie, do you want to introduce Frank?
Absolutely. Frank, welcome to the show.
And thank you. I'm feeling great.
And great.
Excellent.
Excited.
Anyway, why don't you start talking about how you knew you were psychic and all about psychic phenomena. What is it, Frank?
Well, it's something I'm still exploring, but it's a little different for everybody. But my experiences were very young, and both psychic. I think my first experience actually was the mediumship bringing through my grandfather, and
how old were you when that happened?
I was 3 years old, and I was playing outside in the yard, and actually in a sandbox, and my mom was hanging laundry. And all of a sudden, I got this amazing impression of my grandfather holding his chest and falling down some steps down the cellar. And that was in my mind. And I know I ran to my mother and told her whatever a three-year-old says, probably he was hurt or something. And
right.
She told me to go back in the sandbox. And when I went back to the sandbox, he was standing there in spirit.
Right.
And wow. She did get a call. She told me later on, a few years later,
right.
You know. But she did get a call maybe an hour later, and they did find him in the cellar, and he had a heart attack and expired. But that seemed to open up a lot of things. Probably I didn't understand really till I was in my low teens, and but I did have a lot of experiences of people passing away and coming to around my crib for a while.
I can remember that too when I was younger. I was 3 years old when I warned my mother, Frank, that my grandmother was going to fall down the stairs, and I didn't want her to break her leg. And I kept saying that. And she fell down the stairs, but she only sprained her ankle. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
And I had a similar situation myself. And I remember being about 3 or 4 years old, and I just walked into the dining room where my grandparents and my parents were speaking. And I said, "Oh, Andy's dead. Andy's dead." I just came in singing.
Oh.
And they found out that my mother's cousin Andy had drowned in the lake. They were canoeing or fishing or something that very afternoon.
Funny,
but I was little, so I was just singing. I didn't understand the impact of what I had done, but I upset everyone very much.
Yeah, it's amazing when you're young how many experiences that you do have that you can reflect on it and go back after once you learn that they were psychic experiences and you know, having all those kind of different things that happened to you and just kind of put it aside because it wasn't a big deal, at least for me, you know.
Right. When you're so little, I think it comes very naturally to you. It doesn't occur to you that it's a big deal until later when everybody goes, "Oh, that's a little bit weird."
Yeah. Well, it was nothing scary. It was nothing scary,
right.
But my mother was... she never talked about it till later on, but she was quite intuitive and she had a lot of experiences. But you know, with me, because she was afraid my imagination was running wild. And
oh, sure.
And
that's what most parents do to their children when they come out with stories like that, and it's a shame because little ones, especially under the age of 7, are very much still in tune with the spirit world. Don't you find?
I know. But then you go beyond it. Frank, didn't you go beyond it when you were like 9 or 10 and it still kept happening? When did you start to know that you were really psychic?
Well, I was listening to the radio a lot. And
How old were you?
Well, that was in my teens, but okay. I started, I mean, the radio was, because I can go way back, mm-hmm. I'm older than dirt, and and so I went through that whole transition with the TV coming in, and but we were mostly into the radio until we got a TV.
Right.
But
did you have any psychic dreams or impressions? Could you make predictions for people and not know you were really doing it?
Yes, constantly. There was a lot of deja vu, or what I'd say, deja vu experiences, things coming in my dreams all the time. And then maybe a week later that would happen, or I'd be at some place I'd never been to.
You'd have deja vu, yeah.
out-of-body experiences were, I had a lot of them all through my, before I was 10. And it continued quite a bit, and I actually still have them. I didn't know I could. Eventually, you can utilize all that mm-hmm. and train yourself for it. When I was in my teens, I used to listen to Hans Holzer.
Yeah, well, you know, he was my mentor. He wrote the foreword to my book Psychic Attack.
Yeah.
And he had, passed last spring. He passed.
Yeah, he had Sybil Leek.
Right.
And she used to go into a trance and bring people through. And
he was great. He would do the most daring things, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Talk about ghosts walking around the room. And this was, Bonnie, this was in the late 50s, early 60s. This was when nobody was doing this stuff.
Right. Wow.
Oscar, whoever that guy was. The one that did the Mars landed in the Lincoln Tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Got everyone very upset.
Well, I identified that with a lot of my experiences, you know, growing mm-hmm. up. And being able to see spirits and sometimes even interact with them. So it was a learning curve too.
Yeah. I did too, and I didn't know whether it was real or not real. It was really strange. Mm-hmm. When you were younger, between like 3 and 20, what was your most memorable psychic experience at that young age?
I don't know. I had quite a few, but I've had. I used to live in Amity Harbor, Amityville, Long Island.
Oh my goodness! Another hot culture place.
And so I did a lot of stuff around the water, most of the time by myself because me and my dog, and my dog taught me everything I ever knew. So. You know, about life.
Well, animals, and, of course, are very psychic, and they know things before we do. Sometimes they know who's coming to the door or that somebody's outside and walking around.
But I had a great rapport with animals, too. I mean, as far as different experiences go, I mean, there was innumerable stuff in that part. I was also a... singer, musician, and sometimes concentrating on different artists, especially the ones that had passed.
Well, you did Frank Sinatra, and you also played the trumpet.
Right.
That I remember. Okay, Frank, we are going to be taking some calls in a minute, but we have somebody by the name of Dinah Shore who's going to remind us why somebody has to go to a psychic.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you'll only believe. Gypsy, she could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. my hand and told me my lover was always true. And yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. But I'll go there again, 'cause I want to believe the gypsy.
And we're back. That was Dinah Shore, fantastic selection, Elizabeth. And we're going to ask Frank now, can you tell us, how do you assist the police with solving a crime? Do they call you? How does that all work?
When I first started, when I was on the road with a band, I'd go into different towns. I'd go in. They might be looking for somebody, or places I stayed at. People passed away and entered my room, and I was even at an old hotel where I'd just gotten asleep. We had been rehearsing because we were going to Vegas to perform there, and so we were trying to get a new show, and so it was, I was in an old hotel, and I had just gotten asleep, and I was really tired. We probably rehearsed 10 hours that day, and I felt something on my bed and started pressing my head into the pillow, and finally swung around, and it was nothing there, but at that particular time, there was... there was a kid that was missing. I had a dream about him. He was crying. I thought he was alive. I did contact the next day the police department and told them where I saw him. Now I thought he was still alive.
Did you get a name? Did you get a name and a location, Frank?
I got a name, and I got what I saw was the location. The problem is there's a lot of mines that are abandoned around there. There's a coal mine, and a lot of times the signs have been knocked down, and the shrubbery and everything grew over them, and I don't think the kid saw that and fell down the mine. But he was already passed, but in his spirit, he was crying out to find him.
And they found him because of your call?
Yes, and they did call him. But through the readings, a lot of times, I had a lot of people that, unsolved murders and disappearances.
And did they invite you to come and help?
The information that I gave them, they went to the police department, and that's how it really started. So the police department contacted me, and I started, whatever other information I could use. And so they started using me. My name got around.
Now, do you need certain tools, Frank, or do you just do it with your psychic, straight psychic? You know there's so many different ways that we can use tools.
Well,
you just straight psychic?
Yes. The straight psychic comes in first, the psychic impression.
And that's a gift. That is something you can't learn or buy.
No.
That's what makes an authentic psychic, when you can do straight psychic and either get a dream or a name or a location.
Right. And you do visualize. And you can visualize things. I have the another gift is that I can draw. I do psychic artwork, so I can draw location. I can draw the faces. A lot of times it got matched up with the person that killed the person or, abducted them or, but a location came in very strong. And then being a medium also, which is not all the psychics are mediums.
Well, that's true.
Contacting the spirit of the person and being able to get information from that person and looking through their eyes, that's the other end of it too. I also use automatic writing and some people are easier to contact on a steady basis through automatic writing.
Well, that's exciting.
Very interesting.
You know,
yeah.
We have to take a break, and after that, we're going to be taking some phone calls with Frank St. James, one of the top psychics on the East Coast. This is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Use in a jars and all natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, how to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
In this week's Metaphysical Book Corner, I'd like to share one of my personal favorites, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By my friend, Elizabeth Joyce. Yes, there are forces, both visible and invisible, that can cause you harm if you're in a weakened psychological state. How does this happen? Well, for many of us, we're hurting, we feel sad, weak, and even betrayed, and then our energy becomes low and we forget our spiritual faith. We become vulnerable and fearful, and we don't know how to stop the pain. We'll reach out to anyone or anything that professes to offer a solution. In the new millennium, we're finding that our world needs to take an entirely new look at how we care for our spiritual nature as well as our physical well-being. This book teaches you how to know when you're under psychic attack and the steps that you can take to protect yourself. Most psychic problems today are motivated by people who have no regard for human boundaries or ethics. And by becoming psychically street smart, you can defend yourself from such problems. You should always seek help with any psychic emergency. However, this book can be a great source to you because it teaches good spiritual practices for clearing away any negative energies, keeping up the housework of the soul. Then if something does overthrow you, you'll have some good strategies at hand that will help you begin to remove them. So read Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth.
Hello, everyone.
And we're on with Frank St. James. And Frank, I just want to give out your phone number in case people want to call you after the show. And that is 973-882-7721. And so anyway, we do have two people on, Frank, that would like to ask you a question. The first one is Dave from South Carolina. Birthday is May 13th, 1987. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, hi. How are y'all?
Hi, Dave. Nice to see you tonight. What's your question for Frank?
Yeah, hey, Frank. I wanted to know, is there any loved ones on the other side that want to give me a message or connect with me?
Yes. Have you ever picked them up? Have you ever got any kind of feeling or anything like that, or through dreams?
Not. Well, on occasion I do sometimes, and I really don't. I really have a hard time interpreting, you know, what all of it means. That's why I called. You could give me some kind of.
Well, I gotta. I'm just quickly. I as I come in to your energy, I feel a grandfather and a grandmother, and an aunt. Do they have anything? They just want to be recognized right now. Let me ask you something. Were you close to one of your grandfathers?
I really only had two grandfathers, and one of them passed on. I wasn't close to him at all. I really didn't have a connection with him at all.
Are you close to the one that's alive?
Yeah, I'm close to the one that's alive.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the other side, and it doesn't, you know. So you don't have any information yourself, as you know. If I give you some information, maybe you can go find out from somebody in your family. You know, but I have a feeling that he collected a lot of change, maybe some coins, maybe silver dollars. To me, he feels like he collected things. I mean, that's what he's showing me. He is showing me his hands. They look rather long, like he was thin. What about your grandmother?
Yeah, my great-grandmother passed on in 2002.
Okay, because she was very fond of you. And my feeling with her is to tell you that she feels perfect. She feels perfect, and she feels that she can come in and be around you, and she tries to help you. Because I don't know if you're going through something right now emotionally that she's been trying to help you with, but she's telling me to tell you that. And does Mary mean anything to you?
Mary? Let's see, Mary. Not right off bat, but my aunt that passed on, her name was Martha.
Oh, Martha, okay. Well, I'm just trying to get a clear, sometimes you're not getting a clear thing right
it's
away.
It's hard
but it was,
to do just on the radio, Cole.
Yeah. But,
Dave, I hope this helped you, and we have somebody else, Eric from Maryland, that we're now going to speak. Thank you for calling in, Dave.
Okay, thanks.
Eric, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you? Hi. What's your question tonight for Frank?
I don't know if this relates to that, but I was wondering. You can say I've been taken by a wannabe psychic, and
sure, that happens all the time.
And it's really draining me because they kept it from my spouse, and
you did. You kept it from your spouse.
The person who took me. And,
well, you know, that's what my book is all about, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And it's called a canned reading, and it happens all the time. I hope that you've broken all contact with this person.
As of 2 days ago, yeah, believe it or not, her husband said, oh, now, you know, I hope she didn't take any much money off of you because she's da-da-da-da.
Well, what I'd like you to do is go to the police and report it, and you'll get your money back. That's what
is
you need to do.
Is that a possibility?
I beg your pardon?
Is that that's a possibility?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've gone to court 4 times and I've gotten hundreds of thousands of dollars back. You really, if you've been scammed and you have paid money and it has not been delivered, you need to go to the police. I really recommend it. Don't you, Frank?
Yes, it does. It does work. Sometimes it's you're not going to get it back because you gave it away freely, but you should alert them anyway because they've done some terrible damage to people. I mean, they've just taken everything away from them, and they weren't able to recoup money. I have saved some people like that myself, but it doesn't happen all the time. And what disturbed you about the reading? What disturbed you that you didn't feel was...
My wife is ill, and I guess she preyed on that, and she got my heartstrings on that, and made me promises if I did certain things. And
well, how much money did you give her, Eric?
A good bit.
Yeah.
Well, what's a good bit?
I'm
over 10,000?
To tell you.
Okay,
over
you need to read
many?
My book, and you need to go to the police. It's a scam.
Yeah,
you
but
need. You really do. I hope you will. And I hope we've helped you.
Eric, listen, anything she told you is all wrong, but it's a scam. Now, if you go to a regular reader, they would never do that. They would never.
I kind of realized that too late.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then it kept getting deeper and deeper, and I guess my hopes or whatever, and I don't know how I can actually tell my spouse, though. I don't know.
Well, you know what? You know, in essence, you didn't do anything wrong. You're trying to get help. I mean, this is all emotional. You can't beat yourself up either. I mean, I understand that you lost money, but you legitimately were trying to help her, save her. So, you know, don't ever think that. In these times, it's very difficult when you're going through that. You're better off going to a priest, going to somebody that'll be able to, you know, talk to and give you some comfort. But there are people that can help once in a while. But that, you know, when you're in that state. A lot of people will take advantage of you, so I'm just saying that.
My concern is that she hasn't really broken the cord yet, and if you need some help, I can certainly help you. But, Eric, you got to break the cord, and you got to not go back with her again, and you need to go to the police. Don't you think, Bonnie?
I do. It's actually a secret crime because they don't believe that you'll prosecute them. You don't believe that anyone will, and they're going to continue to be on the take until somebody stands up.
Right. What they do is they threaten you, and then what they do is they try to cause separation, and they make you not trust your sisters and brothers and family, and then they bilk you for more and more and more money. And that woman hasn't done anything to help you. She may have told you that somebody in her family was in the hospital, and then she goes out to dinner on your dime. And this is a crime that's very prevalent in the cities like Chicago, New York, and Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. That's where I did some of my work with these people that were being scammed, in Philadelphia and New York City. But, Eric, if anything, please get the book Psychic Attack because it will spell it all out for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay.
Best wishes to you
will.
And your wife.
Now it's time for us to take another break. And we'll be back after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with BBS Radio. www.lizabethjoycecohost.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Roche invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Roche at 215-598-0632. Or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. Next week, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be discussing 2 very interesting metaphysical healing therapies. Did you know that we can soul travel to heal others or to visit otherworldly planes? These out-of-body experiences occur in the universal body. A past life regression is known as a beyond-body experience and is used for karmic exploration and healing. Both experiences occur using the universal body and are brief periods in which a person's consciousness seems to depart from their physical body, so one can see the world from a point of view without the use of the 5 senses. How is this done? How can we benefit from these experiences? Tune in Sunday night, September 5th, and let's find out.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number 1 live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hi, welcome back to Let's Find Out. And we've got a very special guest with us tonight, Mr. Frank St. James. And Frank, I would like to ask you, when you do a reading for someone, do you see ghosts around them or do you see spirits around people who are just walking down the street? How does that work?
To me, it's a normal process. Most of the time, loved ones will come through. Not everybody that you expect. Sometimes people expect certain people, but somebody from their family or friends or even have neighbors come through. Sometimes I can see them. Sometimes I feel them. Sometimes I'll even pick up an aftershave or a cologne. As that's going on, transpiring during the reading, a lot of times after that person leaves, that whatever we picked up, sometimes that smell that identifies that person might happen kind of spontaneously. It's not when you're thinking about it, but
Right. That's very interesting. I was very impressed with the information that you gave to our caller earlier about his grandfather and his Aunt Martha. That was pretty great. And what was it that came through to you? What did you experience? Did you see the spirit? Did you feel the spirit? Did you smell the cologne?
I started to see the spirit, and as they were coming, it's almost like it was morphing. It started to come a little clearer as one of the people takes center stage. And a lot of times, most of the time with people, they have quite a few people that are that are in the background, but the one that has the most energy seems to come forward and opens up.
Frank, I wanted to ask you, when you're doing a reading and you see some of these entities around the people, do you always tell the client? Is there sometimes when you feel maybe it's not best to say something?
I usually always tell the client, unless I do get a negative feeling, but, or I'll ask them about somebody. Because everybody doesn't want to, maybe they didn't have a good rapport with that person.
Or maybe it's too soon and it would really, make them cry or have an emotional reaction.
That's okay. I mean, but the idea is, did they make that transition? How are they doing? And sometimes you're not going to pick them up right away because they did.
Because they're processing. But that's comfort.
Right.
It gives them comfort when you say that.
Yeah. But it's, it's true because family that are over there already are there when they pass over. Usually the message is that they felt calm right away. They felt they were in a safe place.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
And that's
a lovely message to receive.
Thing,
That's great.
Especially if they suffered, Bonnie? If somebody has really suffered to be able to say that.
Right, with an illness or some kind of sudden death. Right. Frank, we're going to give out your phone number. If anyone wants to contact Frank after the radio show, of course, his number is 973-882-7721. And Elizabeth, what's your website?
It's www.new-visions.com.
Okay,
and
you can reach me at www.blossomspring.com, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you. If you have lost your sense of fun, feeling stuck in the old routine, are emotionally bankrupt, and are searching for that spark, then you are really ready to connect with your inner Contessa. Louisa Rache invites you to spend some time with her in Italy. Treat yourself to a beautiful retreat in Tuscany to reconnect to your inner wisdom, release fears and doubts, and embrace your birthright of abundance, passion, and power. October 2nd to October 9th. Call Louisa Rache at 215-598-0632, or you can read all about it at www.innercontessa.com. This is an amazing journey that promises to be so much more than a vacation. Again, call Louisa at 215-598-0632 for further information.
Some of you are familiar with energy healing systems like Reiki, acupuncture, and acupressure. Well, vibrational healing works with your energy in a different, powerful way by accessing the inner you. Please plan to join us September 10th, 11th, and 12th for a powerful vibrational healing workshop in Lambertville, New Jersey. After long service as healing practitioners, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade spontaneously received the energetic gift of healing on the fifth dimensional levels. This healing work, vibrational healing, was recently blessed by Amma, the hugging saint. Together, Bonnie and Elizabeth have benefited hundreds of people with every kind of health problem, including many incurable conditions. Allow the darkness to disappear as you meld into light. Something magical is happening on the planet, and in preparing for the changes leading up to 2012, this workshop is at the top of the list. Register for this three-day life-altering event at www.thebcma.net or call 215-996-0646.
Next week, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be discussing two very interesting metaphysical healing therapies. Did you know that we can soul travel to heal others or to visit otherworldly planes? These out-of-body experiences occur in the universal body. A past life regression is known as a beyond-body experience and is used for karmic exploration and healing. Both experiences occur using the universal body and are brief periods in which a person's consciousness seems to depart from their physical body, so one can see the world from a point of view without the use of the five senses. How is this done? How can we benefit from these experiences? Tune in Sunday night, September 5th, and let's find out. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hello, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back with Frank St. James and Bonnie McDade. And what we're going to be doing is taking a call from Jerome from Maryland, and his birthday, Frank, is November 9th, 1951. Hello, Jerome.
Hello, how are you?
What would you like to ask Frank?
I would like to ask him, am I going to be purchasing a home before the end of the year?
I like November for you, and there's a couple maybe false starts, but I'm feeling pretty positive. And I see you actually signing everything by January.
By January?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good news. Very nice.
And that's what I got. I got that it would be early in next year. Isn't that funny, Frank? We both got the same thing. Thank you, Jerome, for the call.
Thank you.
And Frank, we have another one. Pat from Connecticut, July 12, 1953. Are you there, Pat?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi. What would you like to ask Frank?
I have been going through a difficult time, at least for a good 10 years. The past 2 years have been very difficult, and it seems to have gotten harder. I just realized I'm in my Saturn return. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering how that's affecting me.
Let's have a direct question, short direct question, Pat, please.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be applying for artist housing. It's mutual housing, affordable housing. I'm wondering if I'll get in for that.
Okay. Frank?
Yeah, I'd like you to think about a little more positive and try to picture yourself actually in that place.
Okay.
The Saturn return a lot of times is going to reflect, if you're going through kind of a tough time, things that you might have not taken advantage of. And sometimes people have that tough time with it. You learn a lot through a Saturn return. Sometimes it's not always the best, you discarded some information or you didn't take advantage of certain things, and Saturn will bring all that up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at this particular time, you're kind of getting out of, you'll feel yourself actually moving away from a lot of negativity that you've been going through. I mean, these things don't last that long. Sometimes people go through it until they get, a change of attitude, you know. I see you actually getting what you're after, but, you can help it along by actually picturing yourself in that place where you want to go.
Okay. Yes, I'm working very hard to change my patterns of thinking.
Yeah.
Well, I love that advice that he just gave, though. Picture yourself in that place is the best thing you can do. I would suggest you do it every day. Pick a specific time of day and spend that time focusing on your obtaining this place. Make it yours. That's how you bring things to you. That's how the law of attraction works, Pat.
Okay. You know, one of my clients wanted to buy a condo, and the owner was refusing to sell it at the price she wanted. So what I told her to do was write down the price she wanted to pay, go sit in the driveway of the empty condo, read what she was going to pay to herself on the paper, which is powerful, and just tell Spirit that she was going to move in there, and that was the price she was going to pay. It took 2 months.
That's very cool. I've driven by the place and sat there, and I've wondered, should I be sitting here or not? So it's good to go by and just kind of meditate on it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
It's called manifestation, Pat.
Okay, great.
And
I'll be doing that.
When you do it, you lift your fears, and you also lift the resistances of anybody else. So go for it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pat.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Now, Frank, we have a very exciting psychic fair coming up on Halloween or the weekend of Halloween, and you're coming to our charity organization, the BCMA, down in Lambertville.
And they've always been a great affair, and the response has always been good, you know. And
we've been able to give to some wonderful charities, haven't we, Bonnie?
We have, absolutely. The Red Cross, the SPCA, lots of local charities. But I particularly love our October Psychic Fair because everyone comes in costume, and it's just the spirit of the day is very, very jubilant. It's so much fun.
I came as a runner, and I had a ponytail, and that was a big thing.
You came as me. You were me for Halloween last year.
Frank, we have another call from Kim. Her birthday is April 26, 1967, and she lives in Maryland. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Great, great. What's your question for Frank?
Well, I was just wondering, don't really have a specific, well, yeah, I guess I do. I want to ask him, what does he see as far as my health?
As far as your health goes?
Yes.
Have you just started on really taking care of yourself? You know, going, you know, what you need to do?
Yes, I have just recently started thinking about that, yes.
Yeah. You know what? I feel that you can overcome a lot of your anxieties. You know, I pick up a lot of anxiety around you, too. But the main thing is for you to do some investigation here on how to improve yourself. I don't know if you take vitamins. There's different, like Elizabeth and Bonnie were talking about, aroma therapy. There's a lot of different things that you can do to get that energy working for you through your body.
And Kim, you can also check with Bonnie about what you can do through our email. Can you help her, Bonnie?
That's right, absolutely. And I'd like to suggest, Kim, the first and foremost, you want to make sure that you've got a good food-based multivitamin, a supplement that you take every day. And equally as important is your omega fatty acids, you know, your fish oil, your flax oil. And you can take those in gelatin-type capsules as well every day. This is great for cholesterol and digestion, which I'm feeling around you. And it's also fantastic for your skin, your hair, your nails, your vision. It does wonders for your state of well-being, increases serotonin production. And these are all good things. So those two things,
Blossom Spring.com. BlossomSpring.com.
Right. Thank you very much, Kim.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Frank, what is the latest thing you're working on? You were telling me the other day that you're working on another police case.
Yeah, I've been working on I'm working on half a dozen, but one has been, we had good input in the beginning. With this person who has passed, that's been missing since 1982.
Oh, and they're asking to find the body?
And nothing. Couldn't find her car. I just got into the case around November.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that point, she was giving me visually, showing me where she was. And then at a certain point, somebody came back to New Jersey.
Back to the area.
I'm not going to go in you know, details, but
mm-hmm.
the person that we feel, me and the detectives feel, actually had a whatever he did, took in part in her disappearance, came back in. Now, since he's came back in, she refuses to give any information anymore. So, interesting enough, as you go into different investigations, some people are going to give you continuous input through different, you know, I mean, like I said, I use different methods to help to keep the energy coming in. Maybe I have to, I do a meditation on it. Maybe I'll look at their picture and pick up a different communications through the picture or psychometry holding something that the person owned. If too many people haven't touched it, but and other things, and like I said, I'm able to draw. We've been down on a couple locations that she had described, but it is you know, coming from 82 and
yeah,
some of the territory has been dug up or you know moved, and so now I have a reluctant kind of a person that doesn't want to.
But Frank, you know what you just said?
Yeah.
Is there fear on the other side? Is
sure.
this girl that you're getting the message from in fear on the other side after she's
no,
passed?
No, she's in fear of her daughter and other people in her family that this person's going to go after them.
I was trying to figure that out. So she's afraid that her family will come to harm if you find out who did it.
Right.
I see. So that makes sense.
It's kind of an interesting, you know, I am writing about all these different types of contacts from the other side, just normal stuff where you're doing a reading for a person and
that
a loved one comes through. And then there's other ones with the investigation, and
mm-hmm.
it all depends how traumatized people have, you know, what happened to them and what kind of rapport that you can build up with them.
Right.
You know. And if they come,
and you can do that on the other side too. You have to build a rapport as you do with people here. You know, my classes are starting up at the end of September, September 30th. I teach classes in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area, and we cover all of these subjects. We cover auras, we cover healing, we cover telepathy, we cover past lives, we cover a seance. We show people how to do a seance and teach people mm-hmm. that they too can talk to the other side. Bonnie, we've had many of them, haven't we?
We have, that's right. We also go into astrology and numerology because everyone approaches the psychic abilities from a little different angle. But basically, the goal of this class is to teach you how to tap into your own psychic energy, into your own intuition, so that you can go within and get answers for yourself.
And not only that, what to know, like our friend that called from, I believe it was Maryland, that got taken, to know who's a good psychic and who isn't, and how
That's
to be able
right.
to tell the difference. You learn that, and then you can protect yourself. And, Frank, I bet you've had that problem. Hasn't somebody come to you and asked you to clear them from being taken?
Well, we actually caught one in the process, she had somebody that I did readings for a few years ago, and she called me up and she said, "Frank, I did something stupid. I listened to this woman. She told me to put $7,000 in an envelope in a church, and by the Blessed Mother, and she said, and." Of course, she told us she had a curse on her and everything. This would only you know.
This is all my book.
This would relieve it, and she could do what she had to with this money. Well, anyway, I called up the closest precinct to it, and they were waiting for her, and they caught her.
Good.
Excellent.
You know,
see, there is a good ending for your story.
See, that's called the pigeon trick, isn't it, Frank? The pigeon.
Yeah.
Just put it, put the envelope down, and I'll bless it. And I'll, let me just take it over here and bless it. I'll bring it right back to you. And then they fill it with blank paper, and the money's gone.
Right.
So crazy. I don't know how people fall for it, but they do.
People are going, you know, they want answers. They need answers. They're going through a lot of traumatizing, and people that are doing this all the time know that they can feel it. They can see it. So,
they feed on it. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's emotions and it's addiction.
Mm.
So the emotions get caught into the addiction. Well, Frank, this has been a wonderful show, and I want to give out your phone number one more time. It's 973-882-7721.
And thank you so much for being with us tonight, Frank. What a fun show and great callers. Thank you for everyone who called in.
And we're going to be back next week. And the subject of next week's show is the out-of-body experience and past life regression. Are they the same? What do you think, Bonnie?
Oh, we're going to have to wait until next week and let's find out.
Okay, and now everybody get ready, take a deep breath, because it's time for Bonnie McDay doing her meditation, Becoming One with Nature.
This is the Becoming One with Your Surroundings meditation. Tuning into this energy is nothing short of magical. You can feel it wrapping itself around you. Now I'd like you to sit still with your feet flat on the floor, and your hands in your lap. Make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. Take a nice deep breath in and let it out. Breathe in and blow it out. One more time in. Feel your spirit. Imagine the energy that is the real you as it flows through your physical body. Sense the vibrations as they course through and around you. Now place an outer covering on your spirit. Like an egg has a shell, place a protective shell on your energy field. It's there. I want you to pull this shield with your energy in it close to your skin. Now expand it. Feel the light filling in the spaces between the molecules of your energy. Feel the lightness and glow as you expand yourself to fill the room. Practice this a few times. Pull your energy in close. Feel the warmth and protection. Now expand it out. We've experienced these sensations. Let's send our spirits out into the world. Let's become one with everything around us. Imagine your energy expanding and flowing from your body in every direction. Allow it to flow down into the floor at your feet. Experience the energy patterns in the tile or carpet. allow yourself to become in sync with it. Expand now out into the chair and become one with it. Push yourself out to the walls and become one with the entire structure of the building. Growing from that soil. Branches of these trees. Become one with them. Can you feel the limbs swaying gently in the breeze? Now expand yourself deeper, out into the very air that whispers through the limbs. With your own vibration, can you begin to understand that we truly are all one? Your energy is their energy. Your vibration is in sync with my vibration. We are all connected. We send out love, and we feel love return to us. This is true bliss. We are now the purest form of our being that we can ever be. When you understand this, and when you practice doing this in your daily lives, you'll notice that when you walk into a crowded room, you'll feel this energy attracting people to you. It's like a magnet made of the purest form of love and joy, and it courses through us. We'll attract to ourselves those who would be enlightened and those who are already thoroughly engaged in their own search for the pathway to real oneness. This is the law of attraction at work. And now, with the introduction of the fifth dimension energies, we can actually feel this phenomenon. It's palpable. We see the colors of auras changing in our midst. They become lighter shades of yellows, blues, and violets. We'll feel the glow of energy from small children and from animals, too. Melting and blending into everything and everyone around you. This is the tool of the shaman. This is the ancient Native American practice. This is the way to wisdom.